This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's go to the place where all guests appear. That's via the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. We're going to say hi to Sal Capaccio, who's the Bills beat reporter for in Buffalo for WGR. That, of course, is 5:50 a.m., and Sal, we say good morning to you. And are you in Cleveland? Are you in town right now?
I am. Actually, downtown, our hotel is right near the stadium. And I have become kind of a Cleveland connoisseur. It's pretty cool. The last few summers, my wife and my son, we've made the trip up here. We really enjoy this city. I've learned the layout, and it's a really nice city. I enjoy it.
We like it. We don't like the weather all the time. What's it doing out there now?
You know what? It's cloudy. It rained when we got here yesterday when we pulled in. It was pretty good last night. Really nice weather. And, you know, it's very similar to Buffalo, obviously. We get some probably a little more snow on our end. But right off the lake there, you do get some of that rain and wind. But it's hopefully going to hold off tonight because being the sideline guy, as you know, you don't want to go through the rain
no,
and the wind.
No, you don't. You don't want to ask the players to borrow one of the capes that he's wearing out there.
That's right.
And, of course, a lot of storylines here tonight. You've got Taylor. You've got Corey. How's Corey treating you guys? Is he talking?
Yeah, actually, I had a nice conversation with him yesterday. You know, when I saw the Hard Knocks episode where he had all the sneakers,
right.
You know, I went up to him. I said, hey, Corey, and I was kind of joking with him. And I said, I just bought two pairs of sneakers the other day. It's the first pairs I've bought in a whole year. He kind of laughed. He said, yeah. Obviously, I have more. He said, you know, he gets his for free, and I didn't realize. I said, you need a shoe deal. And he said, I do. I guess I didn't realize he actually endorses Jordan brand sneakers. And then he told me a story about how Nike and Michael Jordan take all the Jordan brand endorsers on an excursion every year, like Bahamas or wherever.
No kidding.
And it's pretty cool, all the athletes. And I said, Jordan's a big golfer. Do you golf? He said, well, they all do, but I don't. But he says it's a really cool time.
Yeah, I would imagine it is. All right, what's your quarterback situation?
Look, I mean, this is a three-way competition, and right now we are no closer to knowing who the starter is going to be than we were on July 26th when this team showed up to training camp. Josh Allen has all the arm talent in the world, and when you watch him play, he made a couple throws last week that are examples of he can just make throws that other guys simply can't, and not just the guys on the team, A.J. McCarron and Nathan Peterman, but most guys in this league, they just can't make those throws. But he also has those moments where you say, ooh, there's a rookie mistake, there's a rookie throw. You know, he does have some accuracy issues when he's off platform, his feet aren't right. You know, so I think they're working through that. But he does make throws and give you a chance to do things that other guys simply don't. But then you have A.J. McCarron, who's been in this league 4 years. This is his fifth year. Nathan Peterman, who last year went through what he went through in L.A., but he has very much improved. He was nine of his first nine last week, looked very good. The good news is all three quarterbacks looked very good last week when they played. The bad news is, if you can call it that, we're no closer then to having any separation in this race.
Right. We're talking to Sal Capaccio, WGR in Buffalo, 5:50 a.m. Why didn't it work for Tyrod Taylor? And by the way, what's the official pronunciation, Tyrod or Tyrod?
I also call him Tyrod. His dad apparently calls him Tyrod. He named him. So we've always called him Tyrod. And, I mean, I've spoken to the man personally many times. I've called him Tyrod. He's never corrected
never
me.
Never changed.
So,
he didn't say, for the
that.
Record, it's Tyrod. He didn't do that?
No, he never said that. Never to me. So, look, I'll say this, first of all. You know, you go back when he was traded to Cleveland, I wrote a letter to all Browns fans at our website, WGR550.com. And I had a lot of people in Cleveland, you know, calling me and putting it on social media. It was pretty funny. And it basically went like this. This is what I'll tell you. He's a great person. He's a really good guy. He's a good leader. He's going to be great for this city. He's going to be great for the locker room. But the reason it ultimately didn't work is Tyrod Taylor is not the kind of quarterback that can sit in the pocket and play the way you need to play in 2018 in the NFL. If you're down 4 points in the fourth quarter, you're not going to come back with Tyrod Taylor as your quarterback. It's just not who he is. He has had very little of those situations where he's been successful. But the problem is when you look at that and you think about how you might want to move on, he does something that makes you say, oh, my God, no one else can do that. He has such amazing athletic ability. He escapes in situations that he just simply shouldn't be able to. He does have a terrific arm, and I think that's what you get caught up in. You see the highlights, you see the athletic ability, and you say, you know, we can win with that. Yeah, but you know what? When you're down and you need someone to throw the ball, Tyrod Taylor's not the guy. He's not an anticipatory passer. He's not a guy that's – he threw for 300 yards one time, once, in an overtime game in Buffalo. So I think they just needed to have somebody who they felt more comfortable in the passing game with. And, yeah, the Bills are going to lose that dynamic playmaking ability from the quarterback spot, but they felt that teams were just playing them too one-dimensional because they did not have that threat to really be a passing team.
You know, it's interesting. You said if you're 4 points down, you'd have a problem making it up. We had heard the number 10 or 11 down. This is the first time we're hearing less than a score or less than a touchdown that would do it.
Yeah, you know, I mean, there was a stat. There really was a stat at some point that said that it was at any point in a game, not just in the fourth quarter, if Tyrod Taylor, he was the quarterback with the Bills, if they were 7 points down, even if the other team had scored first, at any point in the game, if they were 7 points down or more, I think throughout his career, he only won two games in that situation. One was in Tennessee a few years ago. One was in Jacksonville, and they scored first. But there was one comeback against Tennessee where in the fourth quarter that happened. But I think that was the only time it was a four-point or more deficit in the fourth quarter. I could be wrong, where he came back. And look, I mean, sure, it can happen. You can make a play. But he just never gave you that confidence, and he never really made it happen if they were trailing by, you know, more than a field goal in the fourth quarter to be able to bring his team back.
Yeah, you can't do that in the NFL. You know, tell me about what do you think his reaction is. He's got Baker Mayfield here. He knows that he probably is the starting quarterback for an unannounced amount of games at this point. How will he combine the job as being the starter along with being the mentor?
You know, I'll say this first of all. I feel bad for Tyrod. I think that, you know, he's really done everything he can to survive in this league and really get the most out of that body and that athletic talent that he has, because you don't see many sixth-round picks even having the career he has had already. And he's been a starter for 3 years. He has a Super Bowl ring with the Baltimore Ravens as a backup. You know, he's done a lot in his career that I think he really needs a lot of credit for. And at the same time, everyone seems to want to replace him, and that's exactly what happened in Cleveland. I think he's the right guy for the job. You know, he's going to be a good teammate to Baker Mayfield. He understands the deal. He knows that he's there probably just to start for 1 year, and then they're going to move on, even maybe less than that. But at the same time, you know, he also knows that, you know, what it takes to get a team like Cleveland out of where they are. That's what happened in Buffalo. Here in Buffalo, we had the longest postseason drought in North American professional sports. Tyrod Taylor was the quarterback for the team that led them out of that. And,
Did that supplant four Super Bowl losses in a row, or is that still the standard bearer?
I think that's the standard. It was something every day, you know. I mean, you have to remember, you know, every single day for the last several years, all we would talk about in the media, the drought, the playoff drought, it weighed on the organization, it weighed on the players. And for a guy like Tyrod Taylor, for three years, to be the starting quarterback, you know, to go through that, you know, to finally break over that hump, I think, you know, spoke a lot. And, you know, he was the guy. But I will say, I think ultimately what it comes down to this, I call Tyrod Taylor like a satellite player, which is he's really good when he has good things orbiting around him, meaning a good defense, a good running game. But he cannot carry a football team. I'm not saying you need that to happen in Cleveland. I think in Cleveland you just want to win, what, 6-7 games, be in the mix. Tyrod's probably your guy for that. But then he's going to bridge you to Baker Mayfield, and I think he's the right guy to do that, and then we'll see where he goes next year.
Yeah, well, he's playing for the big contract, so there's I don't know if that's considered pressure or if it's something that he welcomes. I think it's a pretty good situation because we keep talking here about what game will Baker take over, and the answer is the longer he goes, that means the longer that Taylor has kept them in contention.
Well, I think what happens in Cleveland, too, from my read on it, and you can tell me if I'm wrong, you know, I mean, Hugh Jackson, obviously, we all know that it was, by many people, a surprise he's even back after 1-31. But, you know, he needs to win games. So I don't think he's going to be too itchy to pull the trigger on Baker Mayfield when, you know, he's trying to fight for his own job. And the best chance right now is probably the guy, the veteran Tyrod Taylor, who might allow him to at least save his job by winning enough games.
Sal, who's going to emerge as the starting quarterback for Buffalo? Do you know?
You know, I don't know. It's going to be interesting. I think tonight we're going to see A.J. McCarron start. We saw Nathan Peterman start last week. And I think we're going to see Josh Allen second instead of third. So this should be interesting tonight. We're probably going to get at one point in this game Josh Allen and Baker Mayfield leading their teams at the same time going against each other, basically. I think at the end of the day, when it gets to Baltimore week one, it could be very well be Nathan Peterman. But I think it's 50-50 between Peterman and McCarron, but I'll actually say it's 40-40, and with Josh Allen still 20%. If Josh Allen looks really good tonight with the twos, don't be surprised if he has a chance with the starters next week to see if he can take that job. Ultimately, it will be his job, and in that respect, it's a lot like Baker Mayfield here in Cleveland, but you're probably looking at still a toss-up and a coin toss between McCarron and Peterman for week one.
And when you look at Allen, you say he's still got a long, despite the talent, still got a long, long way to go.
I don't know if it's a long, long way to go. He'll go through growing pains. You know, there's a lot of things about his game that still need to be refined, particularly the accuracy on short throws and, you know, making some of those better decisions. But again, I'll say, I mean, you look back at that game last week and it was clear he makes some throws that just other people cannot make. And if you want an ability to get the ball down the field, and let's remember what I just told you about why the Bills benched Tyrod Taylor last year, that's why they did it, to have a different type of passing game, to be able to drive the ball downfield a little bit more and be more anticipatory and things like that. Well, Josh Allen gives them that ability. So, you know, I still don't count him out of this race.
All right, Sal, thanks so much for joining us. You got about 100,000 people downtown tonight with the Indians playing, expecting near sellout there, and, of course, the Browns and the Bills at 7:30. Enjoy the town, and we appreciate talking to you.
Anytime, guys. Thank you.
Okay.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.